This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wasallam, barak kabira Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Tasliman kathira, thumma amma ba'd. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we have in a special dua. And that dua, this dua is from the family, for the family, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Can you guys hear me? Okay, we got one. So this dua is a very special dua, the dua of, for the family, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, ayah number 63. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's 60, exactly to be specific, it's 74. So from the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُوا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who pray, our Lord bless us with pious spouses and offspring, who will be the joy of our hearts and make us models for the righteous. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and they are those who pray, those who say, those who supplicate and make that dua. Who are these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? Anyone knows the context? Who are these people Allah is talking about, those who say and those who pray and those who make that dua? Who are they? Ibadur Rahman. Ibadur Rahman, these are the worshippers of the most merciful. Because if you go back in the surah, going back to ayah number 63, ayah number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the true servants of the most compassionate are those who walk on the earth humbly. And when the foolish address them improperly, they will respond with peace. وَالَّذِينَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ ذَكَرَ عَنْهُمْ أَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu mentioned many beautiful qualities about them. Those who, when they are approaching al-khayrat, they do well, they stay away from haram. When they protect themselves against committing adultery or fornication, they keep themselves chaste. So he mentioned many of their qualities, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among what they say, he says, يَبِيتُوا رَبِّهِمْ سُجُّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are day and night in ibadah and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among all these beautiful qualities, there was one particular thing Allah mentioned about them in regard to their families, and that was towards the end. Towards the end of the series of their qualities, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُوا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا. Ya Allah, they say, Our Lord, grant us, hablana. With the word hiba comes from a grant, a gift, absolute gift, there is nothing in return. Like, we don't deserve it, but we want this to be a gift from you, our Lord. Hablana min azwajina. Now, the word min azwajina sometimes might be misunderstood by saying from amongst our offspring or among our spouses, which means not all of them. No, but here actually means lil jins, which means all of them. Ya Allah, hablana, Ya Allah, grant us, make our families, our offspring, our families, min azwajina wa dhurriyatina. So they're making dua for their spouses, and they're making dua for their families, their children, their offspring. What exactly they're asking for? Qal qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, make our spouses, our children, qurrata ayun. What does qurrata al-ayn mean in Arabic language? So the original meaning of qurrat al-ayn, the word comes from al-qar, or al-qara, which is basically means coolness or cold, opposite to heat. Why would the Arab use the coolness or cold for comfort? Why is that? Because their life is always hot, Jamal. They live in the desert. It's always hot for them. So when they want to express comfort, they express comfort with coolness and cold. So they use al-qarr wal-qarar. So when they say qurrata a'yun, what does that mean exactly? When they say qurrata a'yun, it means coolness for our eyes, which means comfort to our eyes. Why the eyes in particular? Why didn't they say the coolness of my heart, the coolness of my heart, my life, the coolness of my eyes? Many things. One of these things is that when they say in the Arab culture, whenever they want to talk about tears, tears of joy and tears of grief, so the tears of joy, they describe them as being what? Being cool. قَالَ يَعْنِي سُرَّ بِدَمْعٍ بَارِدٍ. The person is so happy, he showed joyful tears. These are cool, joyful tears. But if it was out of sadness or grief, they say دَمْعٌ سَاخِن, which means hot. It's not cool anymore. So the expression of the eye is the expression of joy, that you are so joyful to the moment of what? You start tearing up. Subhanallah, just like, you know, how the opposite effect can have the same exact results. Like when someone's in extreme joy or extreme sadness, what is the act, what is the result here? Tearing up. And that's what Imam Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, he says sometimes how that opposite attracts. He brings this example. He goes, don't you see that sometimes the opposite things give the exact same effect? Because he was referring to the subject when people are looking for a spouse, they're always looking for someone who's absolute match. They want someone to be matched so they can find that joy. He goes, look, sometimes the complete opposite also can bring the same exact joy. Like marrying someone with different qualities completely can have the same exact effect as well, just like the effect of tearing up for extreme joy and extreme sadness. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed that, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ, because again, coolness of the eyes, coolness of the eye. Also, the eye is where people see what? The outcome, the effect. So when you look at somebody, where do you find joy or grief? By glancing at it, seeing it. So when you see something beautiful, it is out with that kind of moment of joy. When you see something sad, you start tearing up as a result of that. So that's why he's saying قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ, which means make our glance at them bring to us that coolness to our eyes. In that meaning. So again, the meaning of قُرَّةَ الْعَيْنِ, the coolness of the eye, is because looking at them, very pleasing to us. How is that? What does that mean? قَالْ وَجْعَلْنَا الْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us, our Lord, make us models for the righteous. Now, when he says, make them coolness of our eyes, he also brought the concept of righteousness over here. If we can ask the parents to take their kids with them, please, for the moment, جزاكم الله. So he says, وَجْعَلْنَا الْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, make us models for the righteous. Obviously, no one wants to be a model for the wicked, did you know? Although, unfortunately, this society, wallahi, you'd be surprised. Like people, they want to be models for the wickedness. Like they're example of, أعوذ بالله, of يعني, manners, bad akhlaq and manners and so. They don't care. Sometimes they brag about that stuff. But here for the muttaqeen, that's the meaning of being a role model, to be a model for the righteous. And he says that, the ulama, this is tafsir over here, they ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our spouses, our children, when we look at them, they are pleasing to our eyes, bring comfort to our eyes, because we see them muti'ina lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what brings us comfort when we look at our children. Not just because they're successful in the dunya. No, what matters to be successful in the akhirah. That's more important. You find joy when you see your children praying without being told to pray. You find joy when you see your spouse, mashallah, is waking up at night doing tahajjud without it being told. You find joy and coolness in your eye when you see your children, mashallah, reading Quran and coming to the masjid and helping with good deeds and smile, you know, in the face of other people. Like all these beautiful good deeds. When you look at your children, your family, it brings you joy and happiness, because that's the meaning of قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ, and that's the meaning of make us models for the righteous. Some they say actually make us not models for the righteous, make us follow the model of the righteous. So either way, it's still following the concept of righteousness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave the reward for those people. قَالْ أُولَٰئِكَ يُزَنُ الْغُرْفَةَ. أُولَٰئِكَ يُزَنُ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُ. These are the ones, all these qualities were mentioned before, including this ayah. Those are the ones who will receive the reward with the elevated mansions. أُولَٰئِكَ يُزَنُ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُ. As Allah mentioned in other ayat, for غُرُفَات. غُرُفَات is high mansions in the above, the highest level in Jannah. People will be looking up to those mansions from below. In Jannah, people looking up to those mansions, which means they're higher than the average reward, obviously. قال أولئك يجزون غرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما, and they shall receive the greetings of peace and welcome. Like they'll find ushers at the gates of Jannah, just lead them in, come immediately. Bismillah, come on in. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Come on in. Peace be with you for what you have done in this dunya. So that is the dua that we make, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us his ghurafat, ya Rabbil Alameen. So we'll repeat the dua, inshaAllah ta'ala, together. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين.